Okay, so are you ready to dive into some seriously fascinating territory today? We're exploring the ideas of Christopher Langen.
Christopher Langen.
You know, the guy with like the nickname the smartest person in the world?
Oh, yeah.
And that's due to his, incredible IQ scores.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere between like 195 and 210.
Right, something like that.
It really makes you wonder, what does that even mean to be
Yeah.
that intelligent? Like,
Right.
what kind of ideas come out of a mind like that?
And we're talking about a guy who created like a whole theory of everything.
Oh, wow.
It's called the Cognitive Theoretic Model of the Universe,
Okay.
the CTMU for short.
The CTMU. Okay.
We're lucky enough to have a blog post that not only like breaks it down,
Yeah.
but they had some AI heavyweights take a crack at it too.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking Grok, AI, ChatGPT, and Google Gemini.
Oh,
So
wow.
we're not just going to explore like the potential limits of human intellect,
Right.
but also see how AI tackles these like mind-boggling concepts.
Very cool. So, like, before we get into the theory
Yeah.
itself, maybe we should start with the man behind it all.
Okay.
Who is this Christopher Langen?
Well, he's an American born back in 1952.
1952, okay.
But here's where things get interesting.
Yeah.
So Langen's story doesn't fit that typical like genius mold.
Right.
Like instead of, a life in academia,
Right.
publishing all this groundbreaking research,
Yeah.
he chose like a different path.
Interesting. What did he do?
All sorts of manual labor jobs, actually.
Like what?
Construction, ranching, even bouncing at a bar.
Wow.
And he never even finished college.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't have those fancy degrees we associate with intellectual giants.
Great. So this is a guy who could probably be doing anything with his mind.
Right.
And he chooses this path. It's
Makes the CTMU even more intriguing, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
What is it about this theory that like captured his attention so completely?
You know, it speaks to that inherent drive within us, I think, to understand the universe, to make sense of our place in it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Regardless of, like, your background or circumstances.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the CTMU itself.
Okay.
What is it like in a nutshell? I'm ready to have my mind stretched.
You can think of it as like Langen's grand attempt to unify everything.
Everything.
Yeah, like physics, logic, even theology
Wait.
into a single coherent model. So it's incredibly ambitious.
Ambitious is putting it mildly.
Yeah.
I read that the central idea is that reality is an identity, a self-simulating system with like both a physical and a processing aspect.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Langen is arguing that reality isn't just stuff out there,
Okay.
but it's a self-aware entity.
Okay.
He uses the analogy of a computer program
Okay.
where the physical universe is like the display on your screen
Yeah.
and the processing aspect is the code running behind it,
Right.
constantly generating and updating that reality.
Okay. Starting to get a little meta here.
Yeah, right.
But it does kind of remind me of that ancient saying,
Which one?
like, I am that I am.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
reality is both the observer and the observed.
Yeah, you're picking up on like a key aspect of the CTMU.
Okay.
Langen posits that this underlying identity is essentially God.
God.
Yeah, not a separate being,
Okay.
but like the very source and fabric of all existence.
Whoa, that's a pretty bold claim.
It is.
So we're not talking about a god sitting on a cloud somewhere, but
Yo.
rather like the universe itself is, in a sense, divine.
Ah, exactly.
Okay.
And it gets even more thought-provoking when Langen brings consciousness into the mix.
Okay, consciousness. You
Yeah.
mean like our awareness, our thoughts, our feelings?
Yeah, all of that.
What does that have to do with the universe being a giant computer program?
Well, according to the CTMU, consciousness isn't just a human phenomenon.
Okay.
It's woven into the very fabric of reality.
Okay.
In fact, Langen suggests that even inanimate objects possess some level of consciousness.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me like my coffee mug is like aware on some level?
Yeah, to some degree.
That's where I start to lose it a little.
I know it sounds pretty out there, but think about it this way.
Okay.
Even simple organisms like plants
Yeah.
exhibit behaviors that suggest a response to their environment.
Right.
A sunflower knows to turn towards the sun, right?
Right.
So perhaps there are like rudimentary forms of consciousness that permeate all matter to varying degrees.
Okay, I'll admit that's a pretty intriguing idea,
Yeah.
even if it stretches the definition of consciousness as I typically think about it.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, how did the AI make sense of all this?
That's a great question.
Did they think Langen was onto something, or did they basically file the CTMU under interesting but probably not?
That's where it gets really fascinating.
Okay.
While each of the AI systems, Grok, ChatGPT, and Gemini,
Yeah.
found Langen's ideas intellectually stimulating, They all raised similar concerns.
So they were basically saying, cool story, bro, but where's the proof?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
They pointed to the lack of empirical evidence to support the CTMU's claims.
Makes sense.
For example, Grok AI, which is known for its ability to understand complex topics, categorized the CTMU as more of a philosophical framework than a scientifically testable theory.
Which honestly makes sense.
Yeah.
We're talking about concepts that are almost by definition beyond the realm of traditional scientific inquiry.
Yes,
like, how do you measure the consciousness of a rock?
Yeah.
Or prove that reality is a self-simulating program?
Exactly.
Right.
ChatGPT, known for its ability to generate human-like text, echoed this sentiment.
Okay.
It acknowledged the boldness and originality of Langan's ideas.
Okay.
But emphasized the need for more concrete examples and testable hypotheses.
So I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Even the most advanced AI are struggling to wrap their algorithms around this.
Right.
It makes you wonder, though.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
If AI can analyze complex texts, write code, even compose music.
Yeah.
Why are they hitting a wall when it comes to these big philosophical questions?
That's a question that takes us right to the heart of what it means to be intelligent.
Yeah.
Both for humans and for machines. Maybe there are certain aspects of reality, certain ways of knowing that go beyond the realm of computation and logic.
Hmm. Interesting.
Even for AI as sophisticated as these.
I see what you're saying. Like, we're bumping up against the very limits of what we can understand.
Yeah.
Even with the help of these incredibly powerful tools.
Really makes you think about the nature of knowledge itself, right?
Yeah.
Is everything ultimately knowable through, like, scientific methods?
Hmm.
Or are there aspects of reality that require different approaches?
Right.
Different ways of, like, seeing and experiencing the world.
Which brings me to something else that the blog post touched on.
Yeah.
These other paths to understanding.
Okay.
Like, outside of the traditional scientific framework.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
They mentioned things like pragmatism and mysticism, ideas and practices that explore reality from completely different angles.
It's true. They do offer valuable insights into the nature of reality and consciousness.
It's like there's this whole other realm of knowledge out there.
Yeah.
Beyond like equations and experiments.
Oh, great.
Think about meditation, for instance.
Yeah.
People have been practicing it for centuries.
Yeah.
Reporting these profound experiences and shifts in consciousness.
Absolutely.
But we're only just beginning to understand like the neurological and psychological effects.
Right.
Through scientific research.
Exactly. And pragmatism.
Yeah.
Which focuses on the practical consequences and applications of ideas.
Right.
Offers another way to like assess something like the CTMU.
Okay.
Even if we can't definitively prove or disprove it scientifically,
right.
We can ask, does it lead to useful insights?
Mm-hmm.
Does it help us live better, more meaningful lives?
So it's not just about whether something is true in a scientific sense.
Right.
But also about its value and impact on our lives.
Exactly.
You know, it's fascinating to me that Langan, with his incredible intellect,
yeah.
chose a path that diverged so dramatically from what we typically think of as successful.
It's a good point. And the blog post author kind of dwells on that a bit.
Really?
They imagine all these different paths Langan could have taken.
Yeah.
Given his intelligence.
Right.
He could have been a tech mogul like Elon Musk.
Okay.
Or a physicist making groundbreaking discoveries.
Yeah.
A philosopher revolutionizing our understanding of the mind.
Wow. Picture that, Langan, leading a team at SpaceX,
right.
sending rockets to Mars,
yeah.
or maybe cracking the code of quantum gravity.
Uh-huh.
It's tempting to think with that kind of brain power, he could have changed the world.
And yet he chose a different path, one that prioritizes exploring the fundamental nature of reality.
Yeah.
Even if it means working outside the mainstream,
right.
without the recognition or resources of those other fields.
It really makes you question our assumptions about intelligence and success, doesn't it?
It does.
Is it really about accolades, money, or fame? Or is there something deeper, a drive to pursue what truly matters to you?
I think that's what it is.
Regardless of like external validation.
Yeah. Langan's story suggests that true fulfillment comes from aligning your actions with your passions and values.
Yeah.
He could have chased conventional success.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like something else called to him.
Yeah.
A different kind of purpose.
It's almost like a reminder that there are many definitions of success.
That's true.
And sometimes the most intellectually gifted individuals choose paths that don't fit the traditional mold.
Right.
And who knows, maybe by exploring these less conventional routes,
yeah.
they're uncovering insights that those on the well-trodden paths might miss.
Like a good point.
Right.
Yeah.
It challenges us to expand our own definitions of what a meaningful life can look like.
Absolutely.
You know, this whole conversation about AI analyzing the CTMU.
Yeah.
It really makes you wonder about the future of knowledge and understanding.
Yeah. Where do you think it's going?
You mean like if AI can grapple with philosophy and metaphysics, what's next?
Yeah.
Will they start coming up with their own theories of everything?
It's certainly a possibility.
Right.
We're seeing AI capabilities expand at an incredible pace.
It's true.
If they can already analyze and generate complex text code and even music, who's to say they won't start tackling the big philosophical questions in even more profound ways?
Imagine having a deep dive with an AI.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Exploring its unique perspective on reality.
That would be something.
Consciousness and the universe.
Yeah.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
It is.
But also a little bit daunting.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, what would that even be like?
It definitely raises some fascinating questions.
Yeah.
Will AI become our partners in philosophical exploration, helping us to see things in new ways, pushing the boundaries of human thought even further?
Or will they eventually surpass us?
It's possible.
Developing their own understanding of reality.
Right.
Yet we, with our limited human minds, can't even grasp.
Yeah, it's exciting and a bit unsettling to think about. Feels like we're on the verge of a whole new era of exploration.
There.
Not with like spaceships and telescopes,
right,
but with algorithms and processing power.
Yeah.
Who knows what incredible insights await us as AI continues to evolve?
It's like we're handing AI a map of all human knowledge and saying, okay, now show us what you can do with it.
Right.
It does raise some big questions, though.
What do you mean?
If AI becomes capable of this level of understanding, what are like our responsibilities?
Oh, that's interesting.
Towards these new forms of intelligence.
It's a crucial consideration.
Yeah.
And it's something the blog post author touches on as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As we develop AI that can engage with complex philosophical concepts, we have to consider like the ethical implications.
Yeah, of course.
Do these advanced systems deserve certain rights or protections?
Mm-hmm.
How do we ensure they're used for good and not for harm?
Right, because we've all seen enough sci-fi movies to know how things could go wrong.
Exactly.
But focusing on the positive, what if AI could actually help us solve some of humanity's biggest challenges?
Like what?
Like climate change, poverty, disease.
Yeah.
Imagine the possibilities if we could combine the best of human ingenuity.
Right.
With the power of AI.
It's an incredibly exciting prospect.
It is.
And it highlights the importance of approaching AI development with both a sense of wonder and a healthy dose of caution.
Right.
We need to be thoughtful and deliberate in how we shape this technology.
Of course.
Recognizing both its immense potential and the potential risks.
You know, this deep dive into the world of Christopher Langen and AI analysis.
Yeah.
It's really stretched my brain.
Me too.
It feels like we've just scratched the surface of some really profound questions.
It's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've gone from exploring the ideas of a man dubbed the smartest person in the world to considering the potential of AI to reshape our understanding of reality itself.
So what's the key takeaway for you?
Hmm. That's a good question.
If you could distill everything we've discussed down to like one essential point.
Okay.
What would it be?
I'd say don't be afraid to challenge your assumptions.
Okay.
To explore unconventional paths.
Mm.
To embrace the mystery and wonder of the universe.
I like that.
Whether you're drawn to science, philosophy, spirituality, or something else entirely.
Right.
The quest for understanding is a journey worth taking.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe someday soon.
Yeah.
AI will be right there alongside us, asking the big questions and helping us to unravel the deepest mysteries of existence.
Beautifully said. This has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
And I have a feeling it's going to spark a lot of thought-provoking conversations out there.
I think so, too.
So if you're listening and you're as fascinated by this topic as we are, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your insights. Keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
After all, the quest for knowledge is a collective endeavor.
It is.
One that we embark on together.